seen the Shita of Rav Huna, and we saw that most poskim reject Rav Huna mehalacha, that we do not say that chupa is the fourth means of kedushin, but rather shlosha drachim ha'isha niknes. However, there is one area that the Gemara doesn't deal with black and white, and that is assuming we don't pass like Rav Huna. What if we were to switch the order of the chuppah and the kedushin? And we need both chuppah and kedushin. But what if we were to switch the order and have first the chuppah and then the kedushin? Would that be meaningful at all? And here the Magid Mishnah is the one who raises this issue, and he raises it as a machlokes. Nistapakti beinan shiu kedushin kodmin lechupa. Avrim kodma hachupa, av shachar kach kidesh mikom makom rama hane yachupa kodemes lachshiva kenesua, odil makol shahaya sham chupa vekedushin, irrelevant of the order, harehi kenesua. Vafim kodma hachupa lekedushin. V'nira lechora, he assumes, hatzad harishon nira yoser, v'binan shiu kodmin, Hakedushin lechupa, the ilo havila, then hachupa kamandalesa. It's that if we speak about chupa as being, as we spoke about the gemar kinyan, the chora we has to be preceded by a tchilas kinyan, and you can't have a gemar kinyan that would precede a tchilas kinyan. That's the default position of the Mishnah Lamelach, and we'll see later on that that's a position he calls the name of the Masas Binyamin. And there's a Magia of the Mishneh Lamelech who points out that's also a Tosfos and a Rashba in Yevamos, Rav Yerucham, that Rav Rishonim, according to that which is brought within the words of the Mishneh Lamelech, feel that there has to be an order of Kedushin and then Chupa. Who is the Yotzei Dofen, according to Mishneh Lamelech? Who's the Yotzei Dofen? Which Rishon? That's the Ramban. So he points out that we have a Ramban on a Gemara that we learned. We have an Abaya in Perakama de Kedushin, four blot down the line, that whether we say Tchilas Biyakona or Sof Biyakona, we're talking over here about Kedushin. And the question is, which is Kona, and what's the Psak of the Gemara? Tchilas Biya or Sof Biya? Sof Biya, because we assume that there's Gemiras Da'as on the self be, and we pointed out that Kedushin is a process of Gemiras Das. It's a question of a Hakno. You need Gemiras Das. V'amrina the Nafkamina, there are two Nafkaminas over there in the Gemara. One Nafkamina is had there been Tchilas Bia, and then this same woman who had already Tchilas Bia received Kedushin from a third party, and then there was a self be. The question is who she's married to. That's the first Nafkamina. Is Tchilas Bia a Kedushin, or is it really meaningless? And second Nafkamina is Lagabi a Kohen Gadol. Right? That's what's quoted over here. No? Nafkamina is the Kohen Gadol. In other words, that if we were to say that Tchilas Bia would be Kona, so then when we, if we were to say that Tchilas Bia is Kona, so it turns out that at the time of the Nisuin, that this woman is no longer a besula. And even though she is bulat atzmo, if we say the tchilas biyakona, if we have tchilas biyakona, so that's the kedushin, and then there were to be a nisuin, everything is fine, because at the time of the kedushin, she was still a besula. Mashenkin, if we were to say that sof biya Kona, and there were only to have been Tchilas Bia, then we were to have a situation where she would no longer be a Besula because of the Tchilas Bia at the time of the Kedushin, and she'd be Asura to a Kohen Gadol. V'hu isha b'besula yikach. V'hiksha, the Ramban asked on this Gemara, delui tiyah Tchilas Bia Kona. The Gemara seems to say that if Tchilas Bia is Kona, we solve all our problems. How do we solve our problems? Or Ikaimon and Parakabal Yavinto, that when we're looking to see whether this woman that the Kohen Gadol is marrying is the Basula or not, we don't look at the Kedushin, we look at the Nisuin, Basa Nisuin Aslinan. V'yimkein, even if we were to say tchilas biyakona, asher lekonsa havele bulas atzmo, in other words, my nafkamina with the tchilas biyakona or self biyakona, the bottom line is that after tchilas biyakona, when we get to the nisuin, she's already a bu'ula. So the Ramban answers the tirates, and the Ritva also answers this way, the Mairi, shekinsa lechupa v'lo kedushin, and then, after the chupa, kitcha bibia. That now, kevan shekinoa bibia, nases keishto lekol davar, that now we have a situation where the kedushin, where the nisuin takes effect at the time of the kedushin, and at that time, she was still a basula. But the assumption over here is you can have a chupa that could precede a kedushin. Okay, that according to the Mishnah Lamelech is a das yachid. Before we see the other shitos, just lechora, what is the issue over here? What we have at least a machlokas between the Ramban and the Masas Binyamin. Yitachin that we can toss also Tosfos and the Rashba and Rabbi Ebeni Rucham into the fray as well. But we certainly have over here a machlokes haposkim as to whether the order is important or it's not important. What would you say is the nekudas hamachlokes in terms of the nature of chuppah? Yes, Ari?
In one side, you don't say chuppah as being just a markinian.
Then?
There's no sense to have it.
Right. If we view chuppah like Rav Huna, right, like the kalvachomer of Rav Huna, ma kesef she'eno gomer kona chuppah shegomeres eno din shetikne, that we have chuppah is basically a gemar kinyan, and we reject the kalvachomer, and it remains a gemar kinyan. Then lachora the order is necessary. If we're going to go in the direction of the Ramban, what would we have to say about the nature of chuppah? How would, in other words, what other alternative is there aside from viewing it as a gemar kinyan?
It's just a
regular kinyan. I wouldn't use the word.
It's not a regular kinyan because then it would work for right. Sure, but it's not
necessary. So then we would have to say it's not that the kinyan goes in two stages. Stage number one, kedushin, and stage number two, chuppah, but rather the kinyan takes place totally via the kedusha. And she's an arusa. She's asura kulei alma kehekdesh. We have a total kinyan. But what role does the chuppah play? It's not enough to have a kinyan. It's not enough that juridically she is my wife. What, in order for me to be able to live with her, what more do I need? We need a kinyisa arusa. We need a metzius. We need a mitzius of ishus. We need a degree of intimacy. We need the beso. She yachniso le beso. In other words, that there has to be that existential side as well. And we pointed out nafkamina is that a kinyan may require edim l'kiyam hadavar. A mitzius doesn't require edim l'kiyam hadavar. A kinyan may require das. A metzius only requires kavana. It's like we spoke within the way the Rav distinguishes between erusin and nisuin. If we're dealing over here with two factors that are totally different, even though the way of the land is that first you would acquire and then you would have the metzius, but there would be no issue with having the metzius first and then having the kinyan. My nafkamina, the bottom line is that when the kinyan takes place, that metzius is already in effect. Namely, so that lechora would be what would be behind the, in other words, what we wanted to suggest was perhaps that in the world of a katana or the world of a nara, there we could speak about two stages of kinyan, and the whole sugya of Rav Huna is only talking about that level. But in the world of metzius, there the world of nisui bogeris, that would be a world of metzius. So if it's a world of metzius, then the Ramban is not all that far off. And Bemet, we find other Rishonim who appear to go in this direction, even though the Mishnah Lamelech appears to leave the Ramban as a Das Yochid. I ask you to look in the back of the Gemara in Nagos Mordechai. Tafkuf. I'm sorry. Mem Vav. where he quotes Bo Maisa Lifnei Rashi. Right? You saw that Gos Mordechai Bo Maisa Lifnei Rashi Ve'echad Shekidesh Ve'nimtza Echad Me'edei Kedushin Karov Olo HaYashav Pruta. There was a problem with the Kedushin Ve'heshiv Afal Pi Shetzarach HaKadesh Pa'am Acheres. Even though we need a new Kedushin, Ein Tzarech Lo Kenisas Chupa V'lo Bracha Acheres Al HaErusin V'nisuim. So in terms of brachos, we won't get involved currently. But he points out there had been a Kedushin and then a Chuppah. The Kedushin was invalid. We're going to do another Kedushin. Let's say it turns out that the husband never owned the ring, that the ring was bought with his father's credit card, and it belonged to his father, Bechlau. And so, or I was once at a Chuppah where the husband forgot the ring, and so his mother-in-law gave him her ring, without telling the Masada Kedushin, and then he gave it, and then the Kala gave it back to the mother-in-law. I asked the mother-in-law, did you ever think that this, you know, that you're giving up your ring? She said, Mapitam, I lent it to him. Okay, that's not going to help. So there was no Kedushin. So if there's no Kedushin, but there had already been Chuppah, so what has to be repeated? So we have over here, Maisa Balafnei Rashi, the Rashi Paskin, that you don't need another Chuppah. Even though you need another Kedushin, Nimsa Shahayasa HaChupa Kodim Kedushin Mabakach. That's not the end of the world. And Rashi brings a very strong raya. Hari Katana Shisiuha Achia Ve'ima Eina Kedushin Kedushin Achigdu Ve'yivalu. But there was already a previous Chupa. It doesn't say we require another Chupa. So we see that we can have a case where a Chupa precedes the world of Kedushin. And then I sent you to a Mordechai in Ksuvas, that normally says that this is an option, but we have a reflection of this option in what part of the ceremony that we find in the entire world, in the classic world of marriage, in the Birkas Erusin, that we say Baruch Ato Hashem Amakadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. So clearly, this is an option. Otherwise, the bracha is topsy-turvy. In other words, but if really it could go in either direction, just that we have, normally it goes first Kedushin and then Chuppah, there's no problem that the bracha would reflect, you know, it's this option. So what I did was I photographed a status view that not everyone understood like that Mordechai. If you look in the Rush, which is the Maramokam underneath the Mishnah Lemelech, the Rush points out, it's a very, very famous Rush that I think we dealt with in our Hakdama, in the first parak of Ksuvas, that we asked what happened, what kind of bracha is this? The bracha should be, Asher Kesham Sabet Zivanu L'Kadesh Isha, Al Mitzvahs Kiddushin. What kind of a bracha is Asher Osalon Asarusas, Hitron Asoslano, etc. U'bracha Zo, says the Rush, it's a birka shevach v'hodaya. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this wonderful institution of the kedusha of a marriage. V'hiski rubo iser arusos v'heter nesuos b'chupa v'kedushin. Shelo yita adam lomar shehabracha shel kedushin nitkena lahatira lo. That the reason that chupa was tossed into the bracha was that no one should think that kedushin alone already allows a heter of the woman to her husband. That heter only exists post nisuin. L'chein iskiru chupa lomar dafka birkas chupa hi hamateres v'kala. And to stress that fact, they put the chupa first. L'chinachad ikdimu chupa l'kedushin. Lomar hitivas nesuos yidei chupa she'achar birkas ha'kedushin. Namely, that you have to wait until the chuppah for the heter. That when the chassan and the kala, their minds are not on the halachic constructs of a juridic kinyan and an intimate kinyan. Their minds are on that Yirtz Hashem. They'll be able to live with one another now, a husband and wife. So the bracha stresses, hold on, hold your horses. This bracha, this kedushin is not going to be enough. You require dafka chuppah. However, over there, the Hagolah Sashri quotes that Mordechai. Umishum de zimnin de mekachin b'shas nisuin va'az hachnasa sachupa kodemes l'kedushin ki hachnasa sachupa shemasur l'chasan b'shachris kodem habracha. The Mordechai points out that the reason that the order is switched is because this happens to be the order that we have nowadays. that we don't do a kedushin in a classroom and then go under the chuppah. The first achastan and the kavah stand under the chumsaot, which according to Chachmei Ashkenaz is considered to be the chuppah under the canopy, and then there is the giving of the ring. So you see that the chuppah precedes the kedushin, and so we have the bracha according to our minhag, or the badekin. You have the badekin that takes place much earlier, and the badekin according to certain shitos, the hinuma is also the chuppah. And so we have over here that the Ramban is not alone. The Ramban is reinforced by Rashi, as quoted in his Shelos HaTshuvos by the Hagos Mordechai in Kiddushin. We have the Mordechai himself in Ksuvos, who is also like Rashi. So we have quite a few Rishonim who say that the order really doesn't matter. What I asked you to look at was a Tshuva of Rav Ovadia, in which he deals with the world of Sfardim, that when Rav Ovadia wrote the Tshuva, in many Sephardic circles, the Besim of the Bracha was Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, period. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, stop. And Rav Ovadia felt that that was wrong, that there had to be a continuity. But the question is, what would be the continuity? If already there has to be a continuity, should it be Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, the Kedushin V'chupa, the chupa v'kiddushin, chupa v'kiddushin, etc., etc. So Rav Ovadia, in his special way, served as the Encyclopedia of Talmudis before there was an Encyclopedia of Talmudis, and he brought all the shitas in terms of the chasima. V'dvar ha-chasima de chupa v'kiddushin v'chein samach ha-chasima ha-iru ha-rishonim, as we pointed out, ha-re kiddushin kodmin v'chupa. So what's going on over here with the chasima that we have in front of us? So first he quotes that there is one rishon who got it straight. Who was that? The Shiltos of Rechai Gaon, Ayidei Kedushin V'chupa. The Shiltos simply solved the problem. Shiltos solves many problems. We're coming up to Hanukkah, right? So the Shiltos solves the problem of why we have 8 nights of Hanukkah. Wasn't there enough oil for one night? Wasn't there only enough nights, right? So we know that there are 50 answers, 100 answers, 200 answers to that question. What does the Shiltos say? That there wasn't enough oil for one night. In other words, it's not that there was enough for one, it wasn't for more than one. There wasn't enough for one. Even the first night was a nes. That's the Shiltas. That's here's Girsa in the Gemara. Lo haya ba shemen afilu lelayla achad. Not that there was shemen, enough for one night and not for another. So the Shiltas had different Girsas. Okay, but leaving aside the Shiltas, that no one has this Girsa of Kedushin v'chupa, so we saw the Rush. He quotes the Rush. That to teach the chas and the kala who are listening to the brachos, that they have to wait until the chuppah, even though this is a birkas erusin, since it's a birkas sherefa hodaya, they have to wait until the chuppah for the heter bia, and that's why they put it first. And then he quotes the Mordechai, as we saw that b'emet this bracha is a raya, that the order is irrelevant. And then he quotes the Itur, the Sefer HaItur that we saw Gdole Provence, that the Sefer HaItur Kasav, Shiyesh Lomar, the language of the Bracha should be Ayedei Chupa, with a bet, V'kiddushin, the bet. And he points out that, with one can understand how the bet turned into a Vav, because both according to Ashkenazi and Sephardi pronunciation, the vet and the and the vav sound exactly the same, and since it follows the word chupa, so therefore after a hey, you don't have a dagesh in the bet. We don't say b, but rather you say v. And so he says so. So the eater solves the problem. Ayde chupa v'kiddushin with a bet means ayde chupa that concludes the kiddushin. Ayde chupa that is already in the shadow of the previous Kiddushin. And he points out that this Sefer HaItur is quoted by later Rishonim, including the Ran and the Orchos Chaim and the Tanya, the Rishon, right? And is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, Rav Avadia paskins for the Sephardi world, that should be the Nusach HaBrachim, Ken L'Didan, Yesh Lachtom HaBrachim, Kadesh in Kaddish Yisrael, Ayedei Chupa, with a bet, V'kiddushin. And he points out that even though the Ritva says that there was no need to change the Nusach, you could simply read it, Ayadei Chupa and Kiddushin that precede it, but the bottom line is that not only did the Eater have that Gersa with the Bet, but also the Machaber, and on that you have the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, who says that Minag Ashkenaz is Ayadei Chupa v'Kiddushin with a Vav. And according to Rabbi Avadia Smiles, that the whole machlokas, if someone is careful in diktuk, is not what he says, but what he means. Right? Everyone's going to say v'kiddushin. Question is, when you said v'kiddushin, did you mean a bet rafa, or did you mean a vav? So the Sfaradim should have one kavana, and the Ashkenazim should have the other kavana. Hakol ha'vikuach ha'kavanat ha'mavarech u'machshavto. And then he moves over to our issue. What about the real order? So the Taz over there in Eben Ezer quotes the Itur that Mekadesh Yisrael b'kedusha with a bet b'kiddushin, that the Itur had that girsa l'chora to correct the order. Because of Bizman Azeh shakiddushim nasin tachas hachupa ein tzarech hazeh. Namely, the Taz brings in the Mordechai, that nowadays our chupa precedes the kiddushin. First, they're under the canopy before there is a Hariyat Mekudeshetli. And as to whether this is really the situation, he brings in the question, well, what's a chuppah? Is if the chuppah is, according to the Rambam, the house of the chassan, that's only going to be much later in the evening. If the chuppah, like the Ramah, is the canopy, or it is the hinuma, the veil, then clearly we have the issue of preceding. That's all within Sif Gimel. And Sif Dalet is very fascinating, that the whole issue is really moot, because this Chasima has nothing at all to do with the world of husband and wife. It has to do with the world of whom and whom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That Mekadesh Amo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh us. He married us in two stages. First, he married us Bechupa. First, Kofayim Harkigigis. And then the Kiddushin, then he gave us a Shnei Luchos Sabris. So we find that in the time, in the world of Klal Yisrael's marrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the order was Kupa v'Kiddushin. And that's the whole Chasim of the Bracha. That what we're doing here under the Chupa will remind us of the unique relationship of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have a parallel relationship, and there it really is Kupa v'Kiddushin. He quotes that the Maharsha already raised, you know, floated the idea that that's the basis of the bracha, and both in Netziv, in his perush, and probably without being aware of the Netziv, the Aruch HaShulchan, they both lived the Erech at the same time, so both the Netziv and the Aruch HaShulchan say that we're talking over here about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ayedei Chupa, Kofrim Harkigigis, the Kedushin, the Shnei Luchos Habris. And then everything, Hakol Ba, Al Mekomo, B'Shalom. Very, very beautiful tshuva. So far what we have over here are two poles, right? That we have the Ramban, who is supported by the Shut of Rashi, and the Mordechai, minimally, right? That it's irrelevant what is the order of Chupa and Kedushin, and Yitachem, that the order of the Bracha points that out, as opposed to the Mishneh Lemelech's default position, which we find in the Masas Binyamin. It's quite possible that we find it also in the Rashba and Tosfos in Yavamos, that the Magia of the Magid Mishneh Lemelech brings in. It's a very, very complicated sugya over there of Yesh Chupa Lipsulos, and both Tosfos over there in the Rashba are very, very verbose. It seems, in other words, why didn't the Mishneh Melech, it's unclear. In other words, it appears, they don't say it black and white, but it appears that the assumption that Tosfos and the Rashba are working with is that certainly Chupa succeeds Kedushin. That's the Raya from them. In other words, it appears that they're working with such an assumption. They constantly mention the chuppah that follows Kedushin, the chuppah that follows Kedushin. They never give an ukimta of a chuppah preceding Kedushin. It's, you know, it's more of an argument from that which isn't written, or from that which is implied, as opposed to that which is written black and white. So we have a machlokes rishonim as to whether the order is important or not, but there is sort of an in-between shita which would answer almost all of the issues of our minhag within the Avnei Nezer. Namely, if you recall, the Taz pointed out, l'chora, our minhag paskins, that we have the chasan and kala standing under the chuppah before the kedushin. So you see, the chuppah can precede kedushin. That's the Taz's QED. Our minhag shows that the Ramban, Rashi, and the Mordechai are correct. Avnei Nezer points out, it's not so clear, because our minhag is really sort of a compound. Al Kain nearly borer, writes the Sochet Shavar, the Hine Mishnah Lamelchnas Tapik Bechupa Shekodim Kedushin Imahane, Veheelod the Mahane, Umikoach the Hikshah Masas Binyamin, Ayen Sham. He quotes the Ramban, who is against the Masas Binyamin, Uladaiti, writes the Sochet Shavar, Dafka Shekidsha Betoch Chupasa. What over here is the Avnei Nezer raising as a possible compromise between these two poles?
I mean, it wasn't so clear, but I thought maybe that you're saying that while they're under the chuppah, there's kedushin, and then the chuppah comes in right after that. While they're already under the chuppah.
In other words, that in Achinami, had we had a chuppah that preceded the kedushin and was separated from the kedushin, that we have clearly in a time zone two frames. First we have the time zone of the chuppah, and then we have a time span of the kedushin. Maybe that would not work, like the Masas Binyamin. But what case would work, taking what Noach said, where we have a simultaneity between the chuppah and the kedushin? Namely, it's not that the chuppah that precedes the kedushin is meaningful, it's the chuppah that is simultaneous with the kedushin. Let's say, for example, in our weddings, the kala puts on a veil, but she continues with the veil until the harayat mekudeshetli. So then we'll say that at the time of harayat mekudeshetli, that's when the veil is meaningful. The kala comes under the chuppah with the chasen, walking around the chasen seven times. That chuppah is not the chuppah that we're talking about, but when he says harayat mekudeshetli while standing under the canopy, that's the chuppah which is meaningful. Namely, that the reason nowadays that the chuppah can precede the kedushin is because the chuppah is maintained until the kedushin, and so simultaneously you have ayyadei chuppah v'kedushin, ayyadei chuppah v'kedushin, you have that simultaneity of the two of them. And in other words, you can't have a chuppah, if let's say there were to be a badekin in the morning, and then the kala would change her clothes, and she would come to the chuppah without the veil, then that she would still need a chuppah. She would need a chuppah post kedushin, because that which happened in the morning is meaningless. But when the veil stays on through the ma'isa kedushin, that's when. Because even if we say that when we have chuppah first and then kedushin, we don't need anything else. At what point is she married? The erusin is a moment of kedushin. At what point is the regular nisuin? The morning. No one says that. In other words, we say that once we have the two stages, then we have the kedushin and the nisuin. Says the Avnei Nezer, that's only if that first stage continues and is simultaneous with the second stage. So then, you know, it's we can say that there really is no machlokas rishonim. The Masas Binyamin was talking about a case where the chuppah would precede the kedushin and be cut off. The Ramban was talking about a case where the chuppah continued to be simultaneous with the kedushin. The only rishon who says black and white, not like we're saying currently, black and white, not like the Avnei Nezer, is whom? Who says that we can have a situation where the chuppah will totally precede the kedushin and not be simultaneous?
Rashi.
That's what Rashi points out, where you had the, you know, where it's the false kedushin, wrong ring, not a Sheva Pruta, he was a Katan, whatever. And then you had a Chuppah, and then afterwards you have, 2 nights later, a proper Kiddushin. We don't have to repeat the Chuppah, but that previous Chuppah doesn't continue. Unless we'll say that Rashi was talking like the case of the Rambam, where Chuppah meant the house of the Chassan, and the second Kiddushin takes place in the house of the Chassan, but it's very hard to be Malvish Shita of the Rambam on Rashi. Rashi, Lechora. Rashi doesn't define for us anywhere what Chuppah is. But it's hard to say that he would disagree with Tosfos, who speaks about it. Well, Tosfos isn't that far off from the Rambam. You know, to the house of the Chassan Mekala for the Beis Chassanim for the 7 days. We don't know. We don't know what Rashi had in mind. But it appears from Rashi, from the world of Ketana Shehi Siyua Acheha, that we're talking about two totally separate stages. But the other Rishonim could all fit into the Afteneza. Okay, Adkan. Beseder? So, let's move over to a new sugya. The famous days. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad b'kesef. Let's just summarize what we're holding up to this point. We saw that a woman is nikdeis b'kesef b'shtar u b'bia, and we brought a makar in the Torah for each of these. If you recall, we saw that the Rambam spoke about kedusha kesef as being divrei soferim. We had a whole discussion as to whether that meant mida oraisa or via yigimu midos or meant something else. There is also, as we're going to see, another factor that has to be taken into account, not only the kesef, the shtar, and the bia, but also amira. And the question is, what is the function of this amira? Who says it, etc.? Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad b'kesef, nasan la kesef o shave kesef o amar la, hareyat mekudeshet li, hareyat mureset li, hareyat li leintu, harezo mekudeshet. Okay? That we need not only a nesina, a nesina's kesef, we also need an amira. What do you see in Rashi and Daf Beis and Aleph? What about the other means of kedushin, shtar and bia? Are they independent, or do they also require an amira? They all require an amira. The Rambam, they all require an amira, right? No matter whether you're using kesef or shtar or bia, they all require an amira. In other words, it's a good point. In other words, the amira of the shtar. You know, it's that the shtar also has to have this language, this format of amira. You're correct. The amira by shtar doesn't accompany the ending over the shtar. It's the toref of the shtar itself. Right. So the Rambam appears you need an additional amira, as I recall. No. In Kidesh Vishtar, Kosev Alanira Cheres, etc., Hare Makudeshitli, Hare Muresitli, but no Snala. No, the Rambam is like Rashi, namely that the Amira of the Shtar is that which is in the Shtar. Correct. There is, who holds that there is.
Here he quotes those who say you should have additional Amira.
Thank you very much. Okay. But we need an Amira that will accompany all three forms. By the shtar, whether the accompaniment is that which is written inside or that which has to be outside. So, thank you for pointing out the miri. I wasn't aware of the miri. Thank you. Then the Gemara then asks, Avol hi shenosna v'omrahi. If both of these stages of the nesina, the ma'isa kinyan, and the amira are her initiative,
what
What if he's only involved in one of the two stages? Ema seifa avalhi shenas nago v'amrahi goavi kedushin tevnas nahi v'amrahi hanasan hu v'amrahi havi kedushin. So what's going on over here when you have only one of the stages? So Gemara says that the reisha is the ikar, reisha dafka, namely that if he does the nesina and she does the amira, then we say eina mekudeshes. Right? V'seifa kedei naspa. V'tani seifa. No, so the Gemara asks, "Tani seifa milsa the sasvul ereisha." Elachi kamar nasan hu v'amar hu pshita havi kedushin. Nasan hu v'amrahi nasa kemisha nasnahi v'amrahi v'lo havi kedushin. Okay, so then we have over here that which is the seifa is not being so ser. The reisha, but is explaining. The boy is saying, "Nasan hu va'amar hu mekudeshet, nasnahi va'amrahi ina mekudeshet, nasan hu va'amrahi sfeikahi v'chashina midrabanan." We'll come back to what does this mean, chashina midrabanan. What question did Tosis raise? Yes. Right. Mashalo hiskir kal, the Gemara never discusses, nasnahi v'amar hu. And we'll see that there's a machlokes rishonim, what is the halacha in that situation, but let's first try and understand what is the makar of this amira. The makar of kesef, shtar, ubiya, we saw for each of them, a makar daraisa. Kesef, we had two makaros. Shtar, we had the yatsav ahayasa. Bia, we have a pasuk ubala. Where do we see anywhere that there's a requirement of amira? So here, lechora, this is a machlokes rishonim. We always first look in Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say in our sugya? Nasan hu dami le kiyikach ish. Amrahi dami le tukach isha le ish. Then what, according to Rashi, is the makar of the fact that we require not only the sina but also an amira? Kiyikach ish. Right, the ki'ikach ish is the makar that we need, that the entire lekicha, which, and the lekicha is made up of a process of two stages. We have an act and we have an amira, that this entirety be, or that we need that this be an act out of the initiative of the yozma of the husband. Kiyikach ish. Kiyikach ish. Who else learns similar to Rashi that we have working off of this pasuk, kiyikach ish? So I asked you to look at the Ritva and the Tosus Rid. So let's look together. Let's look first at the Tosus Rid. In the second line, where it says, O Dilma Yeshlamar, the Shiny Hacha, the Chsiv Kiyikach Ish, Shekoha Lakicha Yaseha Ish, Bain Hanasina, Bain Haamira, etc. Namely, that we have over here within the world of Kiyikach, we have a process, kol halakicha. We have a process that we have, a lekicha, that takes place via an asin and amira, and since the language is yikach, we need the husband's the husband's initiative, the ritva. Point out the ika lememra, the second line, the benasna hipshita mils the milsa, the leka lemite, the habiinan she hakesef mishalo dichsiv ki yikach, and we'll see as we'll continue, namely that this is also going in that same direction. But who disagrees? Who understands differently? Not that we have over here a run-on process that has two stages, but rather that we have a different construct. What are the Rishon? Did you look at over here? Let's read together the Tosas Rihazake. Okay? Nosan lo kesef, shekein derech halokeach, Vamar Loshon Shekinaa, Dixiv ki yikach, Velo She Yakiach et Atzmo, Velo Tilakach Isha Leish, Nosan Hu Hakesef Domela ki yikach, Amrahi Harinu Kudeshetrach Domela Tukach Isha Leish. Adkan is the language of Rashi. First, the Tosas Riyazakin quotes Rashi verbatim. Then he says, the Mishim Hachi Mesafka Milsa, the imrotza lekonsa tzricha kedushin acherim, the imba acher v'kitcha teitze mize o mize misafek. Okay, that's simply the maskon of the Gemara. Umistabra dafka hecha de eno medaber ima, says the Tosas Riyazokein, al iske kidusheha. Shehu tzarech lomar hareat mekudeshet li leva'er shehakesef no sein la v'taras kedushin. Vahoel v'hu tzarech ledaber im hi dibra mashemuto alav shehu alokeach havesveka. Aval im haya medaber ima al iske kidusheha she'eno tzarech ledaber ela tekef shenasen lo hakesef havya mekudeshet vaday sharehu asa kol hamutal alav la'asot va'af alpi shehi medaberet mashe'eno mutal aleha. Ein hezek baza. The hechad de nosna hiya kesef v'amarhu harei at mekudeshet li lo huskar b'gemara b'biur. So we'll come to what is the halacha in that situation. What over here is the Tosas Rihazokein telling us? What does the concept of kiyikach include? That what? Well, so what is kiyikach? Just an asina, but an asina that has to be with which kavana? Kedushin. How do we know that this asina is a das kedushin? Via the amira. But we could also know it in a million and one other ways. For example, they had been exchanging. They were talking about where they're planning on living and how they're planning on raising their children and how they're going to have their party, etc. And then he were to give her the ring. So then there would be no need for Harayat Mekudeshetli. Namely, that we have over here a question is, what is the role of the Amira? Is the role of the Amira that we have over here two parts to kiyikach ishisha? The kiyikach has two aspects to it. There is an act and there is a form of speech. Or do we say, no, there's no two parts to kiyikach. Kiyikach is only an act, but the act has to be with a certain character. And the amira is mevarer to us what is the character of that act. my nafkamina between these two approaches. My nafkamina between these two approaches, whether we say the Amira is part of the world of Kiyikach, or the Amira is simply a mavarer as to what the act meant. Exactly. What is the halacha if she gives and he says? So Tosfos points out that in that situation, Hashelo hiskir klal nosna hiva amarhu mishum delo psikale pamikudeshet ba'adam chashuv kedam rinan lekaman. That itself is a suffix. That's an open question. And since it's an open question, and we're going to see that there are situations where it may work under certain circumstances, that's why the Gemara didn't deal with it. Comes on the Gra and points out over here, Nira be'enai harifa harambam v'harashba cholkim alzei. They say that in that case of Nasan Hiva Amar Hu, what's the halacha? What's the halacha in Nasna Hiva Amar Hu, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashba? Vadai no good. It vadai is no good. No, what would you say according to our two possibilities? If we say that, you know, it's that basically what you need is a nesina. Basically what you need is a nesina. And the amira, the whole purpose of the amira is to clarify what was the kavana of the nesina. What would be the halacha she gave and he said? It wouldn't get off the ground. We need an asina. The Torah says, ki yikach gamarnu. In other words, we need an asina on the part of the man. And if she gives, we never get off the ground. Ma she'en kein, if we say no, that ki yikach means that there are two factors, there are two aspects to the ki yikach. There's an act and there's an amira. And kiyikach means that we need the husband's initiative. So what's the suffix in the Gemara? What if we only have one factor, which is his initiative? That's a suffix. What if the factor, in other words, does it make a difference which factor? Lav dafka. In other words, that's the open question. That would be what we would find in Tosfos. Namely that Tosfos would be assuming that we're dealing over here with two separate factors. And yitachen, that the same way that the Gemara says that it could work perhaps if we have factor A and not factor B, it could work if we're going to have factor B and not factor A. But if it's a question over here that we need dafka a nesina, ki yikach means a nesina, and the only question is, was this nesina given with the proper kavana? That's only a question if we say nasan huva amrahi, whether we can view her amira as reflecting his kavana. That's the question. Do we view her amira as reflecting his kavan? But otherwise, no. And that's what then the Tosfos Ri HaZaken would be l'shita sav. Tosfos Ri HaZaken then continues where we just left off. That hecha de nosna hi hakesev v'amar hu harei mekudeshet li lo huska begemar bebiur vaday lo havya bekedushin. The kiyikach relates to the nesinas hakesef, the kachos of harif, the harambam, as the Gra points out, the chen nirab, the halacha, etc. Right? In other words, that the kiyikach kol halokeach nosen kesef. Kiyikach relates to the kesef. The amira is purely a question of birur as to what whether her amira would reflect back on him. Nothing more than that. So we have over here these two ways of understanding the sugya. It's machokas rishonim. The Tosfos Ri HaZaken l'chora is the theoretical construct of the Rambam and the Rif and the Rashba, that kiyikach means that he does a maisa kedushin, l'shem kedushin. The amira is mevarer to us, that is l'shem kedushin. His amira vada is mevarer to us. Her amira is a suffix as to whether it's mevarer to us. But were she to do the nesina, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't get off the ground. Masha Enkein Tosfos, he's working within Rashi and the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva, that the emet that we have over here two factors, and we can go back and forth. If you look back at the Tosfos Rid, Ibo Yesema, Nosan Huva Amrahi, Sfeika, V'chashina Midrabanan. Perish Yeshu Amar Kedushin Hain, Dumyud Sada, Shebenim HaMocher Amar Lo Sada Mechura, Beinim HaKona Amar, Sada Mechura, Mamana Zovikibel HaMocher Amana Kona, Odilma Yeshu Amar, the Shiny Hachelksiv Kiyikachish, Kol Akicha Yase Haish, Beina Nasina, Bein HaAmira. But we have over here, Kol HaLakicha, Akicha is made up of two parts. Vedachka Nosan Hu Vamra Hi Havespeka, Nosna Hi Vamar Hu, Ein. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the Tosus. I'm sorry. The Tosus read. That doesn't fit in. In other words, the Tosfos read says, "Binan trik ki ikachish yeshe kol halakicha yase ha'ish." That's one side, and the other side. I'm sorry. I mean, it would be according to Tosfos read. That would be the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is which of these two approaches is correct. And let's go back to the Ritva. Time Nasan Huva Amarhi, Hanasan Huva Amrahi Labi Kedushin, Kashvan Amailo Diek Nami, Hanasna Hiva Amarhu, Lohavi Kedushin, Misefa Mashma Ifra Dolo Mipsala Davi Travayu Bidida, Mirva Nasina, Iklamemar, Nasina Hipshita, Pshashan Mikrovalek Lamite, Dabin, and Shia Kesef Mishalo, Kikah, Lafikah, and Madame Khashiv Amar, and Kudeshapa Nazushiki Batimcha, Matana Pshita Davi Kedushin, Nasavi Kedushin, Avili Nasan Hu. Amar hu, lo amar bahiyah no ela kitchen. Inami, the lesser adam chashav leka hano apshita do have a kedusha and ikar apshita the kra. Lo asin la medak elam amrahi. Domis parish bikra kule hai. Okay, so just restructure it a little bit. Nasan hu v'amar hu. This case is Vade Mekudeshet. We have the situation of Nasan Nasna. This case is Vade Mekudeshet. This could be for one of two reasons. Right. It could be because ki yikach means nesinas mamon, and we need bikavana bikadish, and the amira so his amira is considered to be the is mevarer the kavanah. That's one way according to the Gemara. This is the Tosis Rihazakain. Okay? The other way of understanding the Gemara is that ki yikach, we have that ki yikach means maase nesina plus amira. From the direction, yeah, no, he was not. I don't want to use the same word that he used on the other side. But both of these have to come. Mi yosmat, not the initiative. About. Okay, so let's deal with three other situations. If we have a case of Nasna he the Amra he. So in this case, what would be the dinner coin tells us we have to, okay? Certainly no good. we need ki yikach, right? We need a nesinas mamon, the kavana of the kaddish. You don't have a nesinas mamon from his side.
But according to the amira, which is the esapik.
What?
The amira is mevarer of the esapik in that case.
No, but in the case that, in other words, the amira is mevarer. Nesinas mamon ayidei habaal. Sorry.
That's the issue why it's still good.
The kavana lekadesh, and the amira, his amira is better than the kavana. Were it to be her nesina and her amira, who cares about the amira? The moment it's her nesina, that's not kiyikah, would fall off. Over here, the moment that we have her nesina and her amira, we need the husband's initiative. We have no husband's initiative. Both would agree this is no good. The Gemara says this is no good. Right? This is a Gemara. Mark fits in according to both. What would be in a case of Nosan who the Amra he? Nosan who the Amra he? What would be the case over here according to the Tosus Rihazakain? What does the Gemara say about this case? It's a suffix. But we understand the suffix that his amira certainly mevarer his kavana. The question is her amira mevarer his kavana? And it was said that she said Hare ani mekudashecha, and he gave her the ring. Do we say that in this situation we also have a bearer of the kavana via her amira? Suffix. Im amirasa mevarer kavanato. Right? His amira is certainly mevarer. What about her amira? That's a suffix. Within the world of Rashi, Tosfos, what would be the halacha? What, in other words, when the Gemara says over here, suffix, what's the suffix? We know that he has to have an initiative. It's obvious that if he initiates both the Nesina and the Amira, then that's fine. What if he initiates one of the two? That's a suffix. Yesh kan yozma helkit. We have his initiative on one of the two factors. That's a suffix. That's enough. What about the case of Nosna he v'amar who? What would be the din within the Tosas Rihaza? Okay? He says, black. This is not the Gemara. Right? This is not in the Gemara. But in this situation, it would be definitely no good. Why? Because we're missing the Nesinas Mamonei De'Abal. We're missing the Iker Chosman HaSefer. Very nice, we have his Kavana. So you can apply the statement of the Kuzari, Kavanaso Ritsuya, Umaso, Eno Ritsuya, that we have a wonderful Kavana, but Kavana isn't enough to create a marriage. You need to say we need Aiden, we need a ring, we have requirements. We're missing a Iker Chosin Menasefer. This is no good. And this is also the Rambam. This is also the Rif. Right, this is what the Gra quotes, the Rashba. They all are working within the same. Hashem, according to Tosfos, the same suffix. We have the same suffix that we have a Yozma Chelkit. We don't know whether it does apply. It doesn't apply. It's the same problem. Yes.
But on that side, wouldn't everyone agree? The pasuk says Ki Yikach. So wouldn't everyone agree that the Yikach has to be the man? And the Chiddush is that even the Amira does. But like, doesn't everyone assume?
Kiyikach means that the process of kedushin has to be from the perspective of the man. The process of kedushin has two factors, when we have both factors on the side of the man, vade it works. Both factors, initiative of the woman, doesn't get off the ground. When we have one factor, according to Tosfos, this remains a suffix. Yes.
Where
do you ever see it? Isn't that what he says? In other words, Ve'amar hu mishum d'lo psika lei. D'pamim mekudeshet.
It's not Adam Chashev.
What?
Right.
Adam Chashev.
But not Adam
Chashev. It remains a suffix. It remains a suffix. And then not Adam Chashev. No, Adam Chashev will get to it. That's a separate inyan. In other words, of redefining the concept of kesef, tahana, etc. That will come to. But l'chora, this remains the possibility of a suffix, and that's what the Gra says. Niravena, Harifa, Rambam, Varash, Hokim, they're not cholik on Adam Chashev. That's a black and white Gemara. They're cholik on the fact that it's lo brira, that it remains a suffix. It remains a suffix. As what Moshe is pointing out, the probability is it would end up to be no good. Because, in other words, it's not like a 50-50 suffix. It's a 25-75. I mean, as you point out, the Torah seems to imply that the kicha, which appears to be an act, would have to be his initiative, but it's not 100%. It's lo brira. It's a lo brira. It's not 100%. According to Tosis Rid, it's 100% because kiyicha means nesina and nothing else. The moment that kiyicha has two factors and we require an initiative, so the question is how much has to be initiated? Both factors? One factor? Which factor? In other words, that remains an open issue. That remains an open issue. So this then, l'chora, is all taloi on how we understand the original case of Nosanhu Va'amaru. Within Rashi and Tosfos, this stems from the Ki'ikach. Within the Tosfos Rihazaken, we're dealing with the Ki'ikach. Now, where the Ritva and the Tosfos Rit come in is in terms of interpreting this suffix. In other words, that there is, I'm going to put this in the board, make a star. Okay. The suffix in the Gemara is who's correct, the Tosfos Rihazaken or Rashi and Tosfos? According to Tosfos Rihazaken, we say we need the Nesina by the Baal, the Kavana, the Kadesh, and his Amira Zvara, the Kavana, and so her Amira would be meaningless. Or do we say, no, that Kiyikach means Maisa Nesina plus Amira, we need his initiative. We have his initiative on the Maisa Nesina. Who cares about the Amira? We have the eager of his initiative, and therefore this should be fine. Namely, that the. Look, again in the Tosas read Iboy Seima Nosan Huva Amrahi Sveka Vachashina Midrabanan Perush Yesh Lanu Lomar Kedushin. And on one side, maybe it's a good Kedushin Dumi de Sada Beinim Amar Mocher Amar Lo Sadi Mechuracha Beinim Amar Hakona Sadcha Mechurali Bemanazo Vikibel Hamocher Hamana Kana. As long as the Mocher is giving the Lokeach the mana, who cares who says the Amira? And Achinami, we need an Amira, but who says, who cares the Amira? Says, who says which side it's going to come from? That's Rashi and Tosfos. Odilmi Yeshlamar Shaini Hacha Ksiv Ki Yika Kova Lakicha Yaseh HaIsh Vein HaNasina Vein HaAmira.
In other words, we need his Nasina, which is
backed up by... Not Dafka, sorry. V'dafka nosan hu v'amra hi hav yesveika, nos nahi v'amra hu enkan des mechush. I would put over here the Ritva. I'm not sure if this is correct. Toss this Ritva, I don't know where to put it. The Ritva, read the Ritva, he appears, in other words, at time of the Nasan Hu, the Amar Hu, Hanasan Hu, the Amra Hi. In other words, this is in the Havamil Gemara, it wasn't good at all. And then afterwards said it was a suffix. Kashalon, amaylo diek nami nos nahi v'amar hu lohavi kedushin. So it says, ikul amemar de ben nos nahi pshita de milsa leka lamite tabinan she hakesef mishalo d'chsiv ki yikach. Period. This is working. The ki yikach is only the giving of the money. The amira is not part of the ki yikach. I would put the Ritva over here where the Tosus Rihaz, okay? And then the Ritva comes up with the conclusion this case is certainly no good. Within the Tosus Rih, he also ends up, Nos Nahi V'Amar Hu Enkan Beis Mechush. Dilmi Yisham Rashani Hacha. Shama shiny haha. Koha kiha yasa ish bin hanasina bin amira. Said to look inside the Tosus Rid again. Iboy Seima Nosan Hu V'Amra Hi Sveika. This line over here, Nosan Hu V'Amra Hi, is a suffix. What are the two sides of the suffix? On one side of the suffix is Yesh Lomar Kedushin Hain Dumi Desada. that as long as we have that the mana was given from the mocher to the lokeach, so whether the kavana is expressed by the mocher by the lokeach, may nafgamina. Odil miyesh lamar, shayni hachaksiv ki yikach, shekola kicha yaseh ha'ish ben ha'nesina ben ha'amira, that we need not only to the nesina be done by the man, but also the birur be done by the man. Also the birur be done by the man. V'dafka nosan hu v'nos nahi. But in the case of nos nahi v'amar hu, that doesn't get off the ground, because ein kan beis mechush. To move the ritzvah and the Tosus Rid over to the side of Tosus Rid Hazake. Then it comes off over here, ein kan beis mechush. And similarly, according to the ritzvah, ein kan beis mechush. So Rashi and Tosfos, we have the possibility of a suffix even in the case of nos nahi v'amar hu. Well, according to the Tosus Rid Hazake, the Ritva and the Tosus Rid, there is no suffix in this case. In this case, Vadai, we don't even begin because we're missing the Ki Ikach of the Nesinas Mamon. But it's not as clear as Tosus Rid Hazake, because they don't use the concept, that they don't mention the Birur aspect, which Tosus Rid Hazake mentions. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is in terms of the issue that all the Rishonim spoke about, of Chayshinan Midrabanan. So that we'll begin with. I hope that you had a chance to look. Do you get through it? Through the Tshuvas of the Rabbi Veger as well? Yeah? Okay. So that we'll start with. Bli Neder, in terms of the Rambam Shita, the way the Ritva understood the Ran, the Ritva, the Prima Gadim, and then I'll give you Marmakamos for tomorrow for the next section of the Gemara in terms of the languages. Okay. So.